Antes de comenzar nuestro programa, queremos enviar un saludo a nuestra compañera y amiga Gloria Gómez del SEAD Medellín y compartir con ella su pérdida. Además de esto, queremos acompañar a nuestros compañeros de Mocoa en Putumayo, expresando nuestra solidaridad y fraternidad con todos nuestros hermanos, compañeros, estudiantes en este momento de dolor. A ellos, nuestro programa de hoy.
RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to In Vilonair. The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Vilonair. In Vilonair. In Vilonair.
Make good for the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to our radio space in Bill on Air, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Here with you are Joana Mantenegrete, Leonardo Leguizamón Novoa, and I am Sandra Mendoza. But today we have some news. Here with us is Camilo Ramírez, a new tutor in the SEAD José Celestino Mutis. We are tutors from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas in Bill. Welcome everyone to our radio space, and of course, welcome Camilo.
Thanks, Sandra. Hello to everyone here and there. I'm so glad to call me in this work team and become a member of this Inbuilt show. And of course, I'm proud to be here and to share with you many things through the English language.
We are ready to learn about English. I hope today's program brings us many useful things to put into practice. Now, new blood joined this place, as James Hetfield says. I'm so awesome. Glad we have a new member in our crew. Now, I don't feel so lonely surrounded by women.
Camilo. Sí, Leo, sí. Pero quisiéramos saber más sobre nuestro nuevo compañero. Yeah. Vamos, Camilo, cuéntanos sobre ti.
Ok, yo soy licenciado en español e inglés de la Universidad Pedagógica Nacional. Soy máster en formación de profesores de español como lengua extranjera. Llevo 8 años como docente universitario y pues estoy muy contento actualmente de pertenecer a esta institución y formar parte de este equipo de trabajo tan excelente y tan dedicado.
Bienvenido. ¿Y qué pasa con tus gustos? Dinos, cuéntanos algo un poco más personal.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so I like reading any kind of books. I like to watch movies and some TV shows. Also, I love riding bicycle. It's a passion for me. Nice. Also, I play guitar, and of course, I love teaching.
We are a bicycle group.
Yes.
Nice. I would say awesome. 2 men and 2 women. I feel even now.
That's right, guys. Welcome, Camilo. Thanks. I hope you enjoy it here. Remember that we're here to listen to our students, teachers, everyone at UNAD. So we invite to share with us anything you want that is related to learning a new language.
Okay, but Leo, as always, we need to remember to the listeners our social networks, because they are not only really attentive to the things that are happening here, but also they want to participate every week. So please remember to us our Facebook, Twitter, and so on.
Okay. Recuerden, chicos, que pueden seguirnos por Facebook, @InVilonairIsBack, Twitter, @InVilonair, Instagram, InVilOA. O nos pueden escribir a WhatsApp, enviarnos sus aportes de audio o texto al 321-268-2456.
Otra vez, repitamos el número porque yo he visto que en el WhatsApp están participando bastante.
Sí, fluye harto. No duermo en las noches con los mensajes de InVilonair. WhatsApp, recuerden, 321-268-2456.
Esperamos sus aportes.
Llamen ya.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
Inville Today. News and interviews to be tuned with Inville.
No trouble. I'm all about that bass. About that bass.
Hoy estamos muy contentos, pues tenemos una invitada muy especial. Es una persona que para la mayoría de Inville no necesita presentación.
That's right.
Ha estado con Inville varios años, conoce de forma cercana, muy cercana, la dinámica del examen de Placement Test. No sé si ustedes han escuchado.
Yeah.
Si tienes dudas sobre homologación, puedes acercarte a ella y ella te las resolverá. Es una mujer fuerte, de carácter y muy especial para la zona centro. Bogotá, wow. Cundinamarca.
Who's that girl?
¿Ya casi saben quién es?
Más o menos.
Have an idea.
La verdad no, creo que es una información importante para todos. O por lo menos para mí, creo que para los estudiantes resultará esencial.
Esencial, excelente.
Hola a todos, mi nombre es Gloria Hernández, líder Inville de la zona centro Bogotá, Cundinamarca.
Hola Gloria, bienvenida a Inville On Air. Es un placer conocerte y igualmente un placer que hoy hagas parte de nuestra mesa de trabajo. Por favor, cuéntanos qué te trae por acá, qué nos puedes contar.
En esta ocasión, quiero invitarlos a los diferentes talleres de inglés en la ciudad de Bogotá que hemos organizado para toda la comunidad unadista.
Wow, that is so wonderful, Gloria. I mean, a lot of students and tutors who are listening to us are new in the UNAD, like me, like Camilo. So this is very useful because those spaces are important for English development.
En primer lugar, tenemos de English Workshops.
Espacios para y por los estudiantes. ¿Pero qué son y cuándo podemos participar de ellos?
Son talleres dirigidos a los estudiantes de cualquier programa de la UNAD. Estos talleres se realizan todos los martes de 6 p.m. a 8 p.m. en el SEAD José Acevedo y Gómez, Salón 201, con la profesora Leonor Vargas.
Los martes de 6 a 8 p.m. Bueno, es una hora donde muchos estudiantes pueden asistir al SEAD José Acevedo y Gómez con la profesora Leonor. Quedan todos invitadísimos.
Nice. La segunda actividad es el Club de Conversación de Inglés, que se realiza todos los martes y miércoles de 4 p.m. a 6 p.m. en el SEAD José Acevedo y Gómez, Salón 201, con nuestra asistente de idioma Rocío Labrador.
So, Rocío, is she Colombian?
Ella tiene doble nacionalidad, norteamericana y española. Este club les permitirá desarrollar la competencia de hablar en inglés y está dirigido a los estudiantes, docentes y administrativos.
Wow, esto es muy útil. Los docentes de cualquier programa, también los administrativos y, por supuesto, los estudiantes, podemos practicar inglés, por un lado. No tenemos que ser muy fluidos y esto yo creo que es importante, porque todos temen siempre llegar a hablar en un nuevo lenguaje.
Sí.
Entonces, no tenemos que ser ni muy fluidos, ni un poco, y de hecho podemos empezar a decir algo, pues la idea es familiarizarse con el idioma y perder este miedo a hablar, ¿no?
Sí, yo iba a decir justamente eso. Lo importante cuando uno está aprendiendo una lengua extranjera es justamente tomar el riesgo de hablar sin importar qué sale. Lo fundamental es
participar.
Muy bien, invitadísimos entonces.
Sí. All of us.
Sí. Y por último, tenemos los English Community Workshops. Son talleres dirigidos a cualquier persona interesada en tomar nuestros cursos de UNAD English. Se realizan los martes de 6 p.m. a 8 p.m. y los sábados de 10 de la mañana a 12 del mediodía en el edificio inteligente tercer piso de la sede José Celestino Mutis en el barrio Restrepo.
Pero no solo eso, Glorita. Los días jueves de 2 a 4 de la tarde en la sede nacional José Celestino Mutis contamos con un espacio para los tutores donde lo más importante es que participemos, como decíamos ahora, y lo intentemos. Los temas de conversación son muy interesantes. Aprovechamos Inville On Air para invitar a todos los tutores y administrativos de la sede nacional a unirse a nosotros en el edificio inteligente en el tercer piso. Repito, los días jueves de 2 de la tarde a 4 de la tarde, para que entonces, como dicen por ahí, nos echemos al agua y empecemos a aprender una segunda lengua.
Los esperamos allá entonces.
Total.
No se necesita ningún conocimiento de inglés, solo el interés de divertirse con actividades lúdicas como karaoke, cine, música y otras más.
Wow, that is so interesting. I'm into it.
Ninguna de estas actividades tiene costo, solo nuestra mayor disposición para que ustedes aprendan inglés de una forma divertida y amena. Esperamos verlos en cualquiera de estos talleres que podrán escoger de acuerdo a sus necesidades y horarios según sea su conveniencia.
Recuerden, chicos, Gloria Hernández. Gloria, muchísimas gracias por compartir con nosotros esta importante información y que estés muy bien.
Hasta pronto.
Bueno, chicos, y ya que hablamos de nuestra asistente de idiomas, tenemos un saludo de ella para todos nuestros estudiantes de UNAD English. Adelante, Rocío.
Hi there, this is Rocío Labrador, and I encourage you to participate in our UNAD English Free Talk Time. You can spend 15 minutes talking via Skype to a native English speaker to develop your speaking and pronunciation skills. You can also attend in-person classes every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at our José Celestino Mutis campus. See you there! Hola a todos, habla Rocío Labrador y os animo a participar en UNAD English Free Talk Time. Podéis pasar 15 minutos hablando por Skype con un hablante nativo de inglés, para así desarrollar vuestras habilidades de speaking y pronunciación. También pueden asistir a clases presenciales cada jueves de 6 a 8 de la tarde en la sede José Celestino Mutis. Ahí nos vemos.
We'll be right back in the honor.
Más allá de los triunfos, récords y medallas, más allá de los Nairo Quintana, Catherine Ibargüen y Mariana Pajón, hay un fenómeno que merece análisis y estudio. Por eso en Radio UNAD Virtual saltamos al campo del deporte con el uniforme de la academia. Aquí examinamos el deporte con la pasión del investigador y la lealtad del hincha. Deportes Radio UNAD Virtual, la pasión de la razón aplicada al deporte. Escúchanos en vivo todos los lunes de 3 a 4 de la tarde con repetición a las 8 y 30 de la noche. O escúchanos en diferido en los podcasts disponibles en la página. Deportes Radio UNAD Virtual, el deporte con pasión académica.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the world.
Hey guys, do you know anything about ancient civilizations?
Pues la verdad, no mucho.
Obviamente, todas las culturas antiguas han marcado el camino de las venideras. Han dejado sus legados en términos culturales, sociales, con un cúmulo de conocimientos y hechos deliciosos para la historia. En ese sentido, siempre ha suscitado, por lo menos en lo que a mí respecta, la curiosidad de cómo seremos vistos en el futuro. Cuando esta época sea percibida como antigua, ¿cuál será esa percepción que tienen sobre lo que hacemos hoy día?
Remember when they play video games?
Sí, sí, algo total. Así.
Algo así.
Pues bueno, el día de hoy, chicos, vamos a hablar acerca de los mayas. Nuestra tutora Leonor Vargas ha preparado una nota relacionada con esta increíble cultura. Vamos a escucharla.
Usmal. The history of the ancient Mayan city. Many ancient civilizations have influenced and inspired people in the 21st century. The Greeks and Romans continue to fascinate the West today. But of all the world civilizations, none have entered people more than the Mayans, whose culture, astronomy, language, and mysterious disappearance all continue to captivate people. In 2012 especially, there was a nearly new focus on the Mayans, whose advanced calendar has led many to speculate the world would end on the same date the Mayan calendar ends. But if anything, the focus on the doomsday scenario overshadowed the Mayans. Two contributions to astronomy, language, sports, and art. The Maya maintained power in the Yucatan for over 1,000 years. In the late stage of the classical era, third, 9th centuries after Jesus Christ, the city of Uxmal was one of the most noteworthy places, what it was not as powerful a city like Tikal, Usmal was apparently at the forefront of Mayan culture, particularly when it came to architecture. However, when Usmal used high ground to display its prominence, and the ruins are still among the most popular place for tourists in the region, the site is still surrounded in mystery. Even as scholars continue to work on the site to further interpret it, it is still unclear when exactly Usmal was founded, how many people call it home, and when it was abandoned, despite the existence of Mayan chronicles and oral legends. What an appearance, however, is the skill of Usmal artisans, whether through constructing structures like the five-level pyramid of magicians and the expansive governor palace of adorning the structure with precisely detailed art and sculpture.
I didn't know all these things Leonard just told us, and I even felt like I was there.
No, Leo, imagine that this culture, Los Mayas, has been one of the most important civilizations in America and the rest of the world. Wow. So it is really important and interesting to learn about them, especially through the voice of our tutor, Leonor Vargas. Thanks, yeah. Teacher, for this experience.
Think about it. Maybe we should study Mayan history more than European history. I think the knowledge can teach us another way to understand our relation with this planet and its nature. But I just passed the line, the interest and the merits. So please, go on.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, I agree with
beyond
you.
Beyond culture.
Movies, music and books. Themes to remember and stories that come to life.
Well, guys, I don't know if you happen to witness embarrassing situations on live TV shows.
Indeed, I have. I remember that in 2016, we almost had a Miss Universe.
I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia.
But thanks to Mr. Harvey's mistake, we couldn't celebrate that night.
Yeah, Leo, that was really disappointing to the whole country.
Yeah.
I think just for seconds, Colombians were really amazed of having two Miss Universe in a row.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
No.
You know.
Thank you for having me.
You're the one person that I really wanted to talk to. Because of a mistake I made, I cast you into a spotlight, a place that I never intended to, that I would not want to happen to anybody. I just want to say how sorry I am.
By the way, last Grammy Awards, one of the most important acts was screwed up by technical issues. Metallica and Lady Gaga performed one live song. But Metallica's singer microphone was unplugged or turned down, I don't know exactly, I'm not sure. But it was very annoying for the musician because he didn't hear his voice, neither did the people.
Oh my god.
James Hetfield.
Yeah, he was just playing but not singing. And well, I think most of you can check on YouTube the video.
Okay.
It's very, very annoying.
As James said, for singers, nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. I'm sure he wants. Maybe he wants to kill someone that day.
to kill them all.
To kill them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get off stage, we get back there, and I haven't seen him like that in 20 years. I mean, he was livid. I mean, he's aged and
he's pretty chill.
Really well, and he's a pretty chill guy. But the first 5 or 10 minutes in that dressing room was not a lot of fun. But, you know, like they say, the show must go on, and we fought through it, and you know, with the fire and Gaga like in my lap for about a minute at one point. I mean, it was just keep going, keep going, keep going. So we fought through it, and a lot of people.
Cristina Otálora de Duttama está aquí para contarnos el embarazoso evento ocurrido en la última entrega de los premios Oscar. Bienvenida, Cris, adelante.
The Academy Award. For Best Picture.
Let's talk about the Academy Awards 2017. The past 26th of February was the 18th Oscar Awards ceremony in LA. The awards were done with an atypical controversy. To begin with, the event were involved in an environment that could be called challenging and uncomfortable, about the election of the new president of the United States, full of comments clearly disapproving his election. But this just passed to the background when at the end of the awards, the most awaited prize of the night, Best Picture Oscar, was delivered in a full confusion mode.
La La Land. La La Land has 14 Oscar nominations this year and is tied for the most nominated movie in Oscar history, winning 7 Oscars. Production design, cinematography, original score.
But what happened? Directing, actress. The prize presenters received the wrong envelope and read the winner for the Best Picture Award to La La Land movie, when in fact, the winning film has been Moonlight.
You know. Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
A few minutes after the members of La La Land went up to give their thanks, they were interrupted by the presenter, who apologized and told the audience they were wrong, and the winner wasn't actually La La Land, but instead, the prize were for Moonlight.
Only I blame Steve Harvey for this. I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we just give out a whole bunch of them?
I'm going to be really proud to hand this to my friends from Moonlight.
That's nice of you. That's...
That was rather an embarrassing moment for the two films' crew. The incident is attributed directly to the people in charge of delivering the envelopes, who did the wrong delivery and allowed thus a typical episode. However, it is noteworthy that both films, Moonlight and La La Land, were deserving the most awaited prize of the night.
Forever I trust in who we are, and nothing else matters.
Never care for what they do.
I would have felt horrible if I had been there, either as part of La La Land staff or Moonlight's.
Sí, yo estoy de acuerdo. Creo que fue un momento incómodo para todo el equipo de ambas películas. No pudieron disfrutar mucho de tan anhelado premio, pero sobre todo creo que las personas a cargo de la entrega del sobre han tenido serios problemas laborales. Es decir, creo que no han podido o no podrán conseguir muchos contratos después de esto, ya que pues ha sido atribuido hasta el momento esta equivocación a ellos, ¿no?
Difícil. Yeah.
We'll be right back in Villoner.
Cibersofía, un programa de educación, cultura, pedagogía, filosofía y algo más. Cibersofía, escúchenos todos los viernes a las 10 de la mañana por Radio UNAD Virtual y desde allí para Colombia, Latinoamérica y el mundo.
Welcome to Hocus Pocus English. Change the way to deal with your daily English.
Guys, I was thinking about a topic.
Which one, Joa?
The one related to suggestions on improving the way you learn. I think it is very important to give students tools they can use in their learnings.
Of course, Joan, I totally agree with you. Learning a language is a challenge for a lot of people. In fact, it is really frustrating for some people who try for a long time, but they are not able to speak in that second language, because many factors, you know?
You're so right, Joan and Sandra. That is why in our section Hocus Pocus, Adolfo is here ready to enlighten students and listeners on this matter. Welcome, Adolfo.
Hi, this is a recording for Inville On Air in its section Hocus Pocus. My name is Adolfo Leon Restrepo and I am very pleased to be here in the show. I want to share some ideas for learning English with you for this important section of the program. I've been an English teacher for the past 15 years, and one of the biggest recommendations for my students is the exercise of listening, repeating, and imitating. In the exercise of pronunciation, people are always aware or scared or afraid about the exercise of pronunciation. One of the best ways to work on the pronunciation is on the exercise of listening, repeating, and imitating. Sometimes when we listen to people talking or speaking the language, we might understand some words, but there are some other words that we don't understand. In the words that we do understand, or in the whole dialogue of a person, let's try to listen carefully what they are saying. Let's repeat the words in our minds, and finally imitate those sounds that the person is actually saying. This is a really good exercise for music or videos where you listen to people talking, or even for the movies. Every time that you listen to somebody speaking the language, in this case of course English, try to listen carefully. Repeat whatever the person is saying and imitate exactly the same sounds. This is one of the activities that I have done in order to keep my level of pronunciation. Repeating and imitating the sounds of what I listened out of the videos, the movies, or people around speaking the language. Having a really good conversation with somebody in the language is always fun, and a really nice way to understand more is to listen carefully. Repeat the words of what the person is saying and imitate those sounds. This is one of the best alternatives for a person to work on the pronunciation. And once again, you can do it with songs, videos in general, movies, or people who are talking around you. Another really good way for learning English and practicing it is joining conversation groups at institutes or some bars. There are some clubs where you can actually go and meet up with people that are foreigners, and by listening to them you can actually work on your pronunciation and actually practice what I have recommended to you today, the exercise of listening, repeating, and imitating. Thank you very much. I really hope that my advice is useful for you. See you next time. Bye bye.
Sí, yo escucho al profesor Adolfo y recuerdo que cuando estaba en el primer momento de aprendizaje del inglés, ese proceso de escuchar detenidamente y repetir una y otra vez me ayudó, pues no solo para la pronunciación, sino también para recordar nuevas palabras o pues el vocabulario de este nuevo idioma, ¿no? Así que todo esto es muy interesante y sobre todo necesario para que cada uno reconozca pues las diferentes estrategias y pueda quedarse con aquellas que le ayudarán pues, a lograr comunicarse en esa segunda lengua.
I do remember my own experience. Repeat several times the same words and some phrases in order to rememorize them. As Sandra says, it's important to try different strategies to find out what is better for our process.
Please repeat after me.
Exactly. Yes, that's important.
We'll be right back. Inville On Air.
Is anybody there?
En el momento más oscuro del aprendizaje del inglés.
This is John Connor.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Crystal Peak.
Llega a la red.
Connor, what the hell is happening? Who's in charge there?
El espacio radial que cambiará tu visión. La Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia y el Instituto Virtual de Lenguas trae para ustedes.
My name is Robert Neville.
Oh, wow.
I'm a survivor living in New York City.
Inville on Air.
I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies.
Miércoles 11 de la mañana con repetición a las 8 de la noche.
I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday when the sun is highest in the sky.
El día de hoy aprendimos acerca de todas las actividades que tiene Inville para ofrecer a sus estudiantes y comunidad académica, desde talleres hasta clubes de conversación.
Sí, yo creo que fue muy ilustrativo para todos, sobre todo porque muchos estudiantes disfrutan de estos espacios y saben que si los aprovechan pueden mejorar enormemente su desempeño en la segunda lengua. Entonces yo aprovecho de nuevo para agradecer a la profe Gloria Hernández por brindarnos esta información tan importante.
Y no nos olvidemos de los consejos de Adolfo, valiosos para tener en cuenta y ponerlos en práctica.
Inville on Air means a time to share.
Wow. Thank you.
That is the way.
That is the way. Por eso no olviden sintonizarnos cada miércoles a las 11 de la mañana o a las 8 de la noche para compartir, disfrutar, descubrir, practicar y aprender con Inville on Air.
Repeat after me. On Wednesday at 11 in the morning and at night at 8. Escríbanos a nuestro correo si tienen alguna sugerencia o quieren darnos sus opiniones acerca de nuestro programa. Recuerden, nuestro correo electrónico es inbillonair@gmail.com.
O síguenos por nuestras redes sociales en Facebook, @inbillonairisback, Twitter, @inbillonair y por Instagram, @inbilloa.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice and learn.
Inbillonair.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.